Congresswomen Rosa DeLauro and Elizabeth Esty of Connecticut spent the weekend visiting immigrant detention centers in McAllen and Port Isabel, Texas. WSHU's Cassandra Basler has their reaction.
The congresswoman shared what they saw with psychologists at the Yale Child Study Center on Monday. DeLauro says the conditions were worse than what they had imagined. She described seeing children separated from their parents.
A sea of Mylar. It looks to me like tinfoil, just because there are these Mylar blankets, which they give to kids who are sleeping and sleeping on concrete floors.
All of you know the idea of the absence of a parent being replaced by the cuddly toy or the soft blanket. There's something really quite powerful about imagining the plight of children who are in the throes of the most overwhelming experience of their lives, that all they have to cling to is a thin aluminum-like foil.
That's Dr. Stephen Marins at the Yale Child Study Center. Marins says trauma like this puts kids at risk of substance use disorders and criminal behavior later in life. He says children need to be reunited with their families to stop the immediate trauma of separation so healing can begin.
Every day that goes by increases the long-term damage because these same kids who are unable to be helped to recover will lead not only to PTSD, but permanent inability to properly regulate feelings and thoughts.
Marins warns that parents experience trauma too. Esty says during a visit to a medium security prison, they met with 15 sobbing mothers.
Their stuff is documented and must be returned to them out of a lockup locker. But their children, they're given a number and shipped someplace else. We don't know where they are.
Esty says parents don't know where their kids are because federal databases are not set up to match children with the family members they've been separated from. The Trump administration has yet to announce a reunification plan. But DeLauro says she's asking a House committee meeting for funding to reunite more than 2,400 immigrant children with their families. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.